The year, 1994. The president, Bill Clinton. The impact, lasting. It was Executive Order 12906, issued in April of 1994, focused on coordinating geographic data acquisition and access. The order defined the national spatial data infrastructure as the technology, policies, standards, and human resources necessary to acquire, process, store, distribute, and improve utilization of geospatial data. Since then, the NSDI, which is the abbreviation of the National Spatial Data Infrastructure, has become a critical part of information sharing and collaborative decision-making across levels of government and other sectors. Organizations like NISGIC are some of the most prominent activists for the continuation and further development of the NSDI. In fact, earlier this year, the Coalition of Geospatial Organizations, or COGO, released their 2018 report card on the NSDI. NISGIC worked with them on that issue, and COGO released the report card, which issued a letter grade corresponding to the status and condition of the nation's geospatial infrastructure. The verdict, B-. This is GIS Address. Welcome to GIS Addressed, here in its second season on the Scoop News Group podcast network. On this show, we talk about geographic information systems and dive into how they work, who is behind them, and how they fit into the government technology landscape. Most importantly of all, though, we talk about what's coming next. This podcast was created and has been organized in collaboration with the National States Geographic Information Council, commonly referred to as NISGIC. So stay with us here for today's episode of GIS Addressed.
Tune in to Season 4 of StateScoop's Priorities Podcast, where top state IT officials weigh in on the trends and technologies changing today's government landscape.
Today on GIS Address, the topic is the National Spatial Data Infrastructure, the NSDI. It's been around for a minute, as you heard earlier, but how effective has that coordination and collaboration been? We're going to get into all of that and more with our guest today, Sy Smith, the Geospatial Information Officer for the state of Oregon. Sy, welcome back to GIS Address. You were our first guest ever last year in our first season, so thanks for being here.
You bet. Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it.
So, Sy, I talked a little bit about it at the top, but you can certainly do it a lot better than me. Explain the idea of the NSDI for those who might not be familiar. What is it? How did it come to be? And why should people care?
Well, there have been a number of definitions from different executive orders and circulars and so on. The Geospatial Data Act of 2018, that was enacted last October, defines the National Spatial Data Infrastructure as, quote, the technology, policies, and people necessary to promote geospatial data sharing throughout the government and private sector, unquote. Now, most people probably think of data when they think of the NSDI. Having standardized, seamless, national data sets representing the most commonly needed base data themes promotes geospatial data sharing, which is part of the definition. Those underlying base data sets form the foundation for almost all other data, with location being the common key to integrate the data sets together and make sense of them and use them. Another way to think about the NSDI is to recognize its similarity to physical infrastructure, such as the drinking water system or the electrical grid. The data is the electricity. The technology is the towers, the wires, substations, generators, other elements of the transmission system. The policies and people are the critical elements of any infrastructure that form a governance model to ensure development, expansion, workflows, maintenance, so that the electricity, the data in this case, is continuously supplied when and where needed. The concept of a national spatial data infrastructure evolved a little earlier than 1994 from the revision of an OMB circular, an Office of Management and Budget circular called A16 in 1990. That established the Federal Geographic Data Committee, the FGDC. The 1993 National Performance Review came after that. A lot of people will remember that as the Reinventing Government Initiative. Well, a lot of people as old as me anyway, which prompted President Clinton to establish Executive Order 12906 that you mentioned in April 1994. That executive order further refined the NSDI concept and directed development of a data framework in partnership with all stakeholders. Now, one other aspect about the NSDI and its development, I think it's worth noting, that you can draw a direct line from President Teddy Roosevelt's Executive Order 493 in 1906, which directed the U.S. Geographic Board to review mapping projects to avoid duplication and facilitate standardized mapping, to Executive Order 12906 that directed development of the NSDI, which, you know, there's some basic fundamental similarities between those two, avoiding duplication, facilitating standardized mapping, et cetera. So the third question you asked me just now was, why should anyone care? Well, really, there are two reasons why people should care about the NSDI. The first reason is about eliminating duplication and saving taxpayer dollars. We did a rigorous study with state and local government in Oregon in 2007, and we found that we were spending about $5 billion, with a B, $5 billion annually using and managing geospatial data. That's about $6.4 billion annually in 2019 dollars, and it extrapolates to about $495 billion annually nationally for state and local governments. The federal government expenditure on geospatial data probably equals that, which means that we're very close to $1 trillion a year in government expenditures, just state, local, and federal, related to geospatial data. We also found in our Oregon study that we're wasting about $300 million a year in state and local government related to geospatial data because of duplicated effort and a lack of data sharing. So that extrapolates to about $23 billion every year nationally for state and local government, and the level of federal waste is probably equal to that. But the second reason people should care is that government gets criticized a lot because we struggle to work together effectively to produce coordinated results on the environment, on economic development, on social services, even on public safety. If we were working together to build and maintain the data we need to perform those functions, we'd be able to produce a much more coordinated result. An NSDI would form the persistent connections that only exist intermittently now between government silos. And there's one other point to make about why people should care. I've talked about government so far, but the private sector benefits from an NSDI, or would, in two ways. First, they're typically engaged through contracts in development, maintenance, and use of the NSDI data. And second, the navigation systems that we all use today employ technology and data that were part of national spatial data infrastructure components originally, the Global Positioning System and the Census, Dime, and Tiger files. The value added to these and other geospatial infrastructure technologies and data by the private sector have generated tremendous economic development, created hundreds of thousands of jobs. That will be the result going forward as NSDI development continues.
Thank you, Si. That was a great overview there. I want to follow up on one thing you said there. You differentiate a couple times in your answer between what the NSDI would do and what the NSDI does do. Take me through that a little bit more, right? So it was established by executive order in 1994, had a history preceding all of that, and people have been working on it since. But have we reached that initial vision? What are some of the barriers to getting there?
We have not reached the initial vision. And the reason, there are probably many reasons, but the reality is that we don't have a shared vision of the NSDI. We really don't. In general, at a very high level, people understand, many people understand what it means. Some people have never even heard of it. But you can't engage all of the stakeholders that you need to build all of the data for the NSDI and then maintain it and have the workflows to allow everyone to use it if you don't have a shared vision and a shared strategy for developing it. We have lots and lots of holes in the NSDI all around the country in different data sets. We have just a few data sets that could really be considered national seamless data sets related to the NSDI. Hydrography might be one of those. The National Hydrography data set is a pretty good example, but there aren't very many other good examples of that. That we don't have a national data set of cadastral data or land ownership, for example. So that data is produced at the county government level. The county governments have to be engaged in this process in order to build that data nationally, create a seamless data set, have the workflows to maintain it. It's a very dynamic data set. It's not static. None of that exists now. So We will never have a national land ownership data set that everyone can use if we don't have the processes and the shared vision and the strategy to create such.
You know, we also talked a little bit at the top about the COGO report card, and NISDRC contributed to that, and obviously NSDI is what that report card's looking at least in part. What were some of the takeaways from the COGO report card, and what's currently going on right now with the NSDI?
You mentioned the COGO is the Coalition of Geospatial Organizations. It represents over 170,000 geospatial professionals in 13 organizations and 6 advisory organizations. The report card on the NSDI was developed by COGO to bring attention to the need for current, accurate geospatial data for the nation and to identify improvements that are needed for the NSDI. The first report card was published in 2015, and it gave the NSDI a grade of C overall. The second report card was published in February of this year and gave the NSDI a slightly improved overall grade of B-. So it was recognized that some incremental progress has been made, but there's still a lot of work to do to have a fully functional NSDI. COGO worked more closely with FGDC to produce the second report card than we did on the first one. FGDC wanted to do that, and we were happy to have them help us. The report card prompted a more collaborative NSDI strategic planning process by FGDC in 2018. And the COGO report card also played a role in prompting the development of the Geospatial Data Act of 2018. The Geospatial Data Act is a landmark bill that's already changing everything about how we're collectively building the NSDI. So you asked about what's currently going on with the NSDI. The federal agencies, at the direction of FGDC, are putting quite a bit of effort into the Geospatial Data Act implementation to improve the way the NSDI is being developed. A key aspect of the Geospatial Data Act is federal agency reporting to Congress on their geospatial activities and expenditures. The design of those reports is really critical to ensure that the information can be easily consumed by Congress and by congressional staffers, and that the agencies are telling a compelling story that helps Congress understand the importance of the NSDI to all of us. The FGDC and their advisory committee, the National Geospatial Advisory Committee, are all working to design the reporting template. The Geospatial Data Act also directs federal agencies to work in partnership with state, local, tribal governments, the private sector, and higher education to develop the NSDI. So one of the key activities right now is around stakeholder engagement, which is how NISDIC and the state GIOs, my colleagues and I, and all the rest of the geospatial stakeholder community of professional organizations and geospatial professionals will get involved directly in NSDI development. FGDC has asked the National Geospatial Advisory Committee to advise them on stakeholder engagement, and we're gearing up to do that. I'm on the National Geospatial Advisory Committee and leading a work group activity right now to work on stakeholder engagement and advise FGDC on what that ought to look like. My friend Bill Johnson with AppGeo and the former state GIO for New York says that one of the first things that needs to happen with regard to stakeholder engagement is to design a strategic planning process that engages everyone in the geospatial community using a nested hierarchical approach across multiple sectors. We have to create a bold shared vision of a national spatial data infrastructure that meets everyone's needs. The Geospatial Data Act gives us a new foundation upon which to build that shared vision. FGDC can provide the leadership, but we all have roles to play. One of the next steps related to the NSDI may be to amend the Geospatial Data Act to create a better, more collaborative governance structure in which all the stakeholders have an equitable seat at the table. That way, all the stakeholders can help make decisions about how the NSDI is developed, implemented, and maintained, and everyone can have buy-in.
2018, we get the Geospatial Data Act passed. We've made progress on the NSDI. Again, alluding to your earlier answer, not quite where we want to be, but what we've made it this far. And you just teased it there in that last answer. But what's next for the NSDI and for NISDRC, as well as other state GIS offices and their involvement in developing this NSDI?
Well, I think we have to, we've got a lot of work ahead of us over the next year or year and a half to create the reporting templates for the federal agencies to use. You can't have every federal agency coming to Congress with a different way of reporting. Basically, congressional staffers will just throw up their hands and the information won't mean anything. So that has to happen, and that is a big step to get federal agencies to do something like this that they haven't done before. It can't be a huge new mandate for them or a huge burden for them. It has to be something relatively easy. So a lot of thought has to go into that, and a lot of us are working together with FGDC to help figure that out. But the idea of stakeholder engagement is probably the most critical thing. If we don't figure that out, the NSDI will never mean anything to somebody that works in, a city public works office, where they're working on their water supply pipelines and that physical infrastructure. They have key data that's needed. The folks in an electrical utility have key data that's needed elsewhere about that infrastructure. We have to get that built in to the national spatial data infrastructure. And if we don't engage them properly at the beginning of this, and I say the beginning, we're nowhere near the beginning, but the beginning of this new opportunity with the Geospatial Data Act, then it's never going to mean anything. You can go out to a city or county government now and ask about the NSDI. You'll get very few people who have ever even heard of it, much less are engaged in helping to build it. We have to change that. And I think that I agree with my friend Bill Johnson. It has to start with a strategic planning process that engages the whole stakeholder community. And that's no small task. And it's going to require an investment of time and money. And right now, that investment is not something people even understand.
So, Sai, that's unfortunately all the time that we have left today to talk about the NSDI. But great conversation. You feel good?
I do.
Thanks so much for being here today, Sai.
Yeah, thank you.
With that, stay tuned here on StateScoop for more GIS Address this year. I'm Jake Williams, StateScoop's Associate Publisher and Director of Strategic Initiatives. Thanks for listening.